This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of things that are shrinking, we turn now to the European economy. The Eurozone is in the middle of its longest recession since the euro was born more than a decade ago. 9 of the 17 countries that use the single currency are now contracting, and the second largest economy among them, France, is double dipping. From the European Desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
France has many flaws as an economic power, but Douglas Yates of the American University in Paris says the country's biggest problem right now is geography.
The economy in France is largely dependent on Europe, and with Europe near 0% growth, that affects French exports.
Sales of its cars, chemicals, food, pharmaceuticals, and clothing have slumped, especially in its two biggest markets, Spain and Italy. But at least that giant locomotive, Germany, can pull the continent out of the mire. Or can it?
Germany, which is the growth engine, supposedly is just barely crawling out of negative territory. It shrank in the fourth quarter of 2012. It's just growing a little bit now.
Michael Steen of the Financial Times says Europe's sinking under its debt crisis, weighed down by austerity, upset by economic reform. And not only Europe suffers as a result.
Our colleagues in the United States are still deeply concerned about developments in the euro area.
That's the head of Britain's central bank, Mervyn King, who said today the US and Asia are praying for Europe's recovery.
Which, if it were to happen, would go a very long way to help the world economy as a whole.
In other words, France, Spain, Italy and Europe's other troubled economies are not only dragging each other down, they're proving a real drag for the rest of us too. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.